Good morning, ladies.
It's
good to have each one of you here today.
今天早晨很高兴再看到大家。
Today I'm going to do something a little different.
今天我要讲的有一点点不同。
I feel like it's time that we as ladies understand the times we are living in.
作为姐妹，我觉得我们需要对我们现在所生活的时代有一些更好的了解。
I'm going to begin a little course, we'll say it. It may go over the next few times that we get together, but I want you to understand some things.
我想给大家上一些课，可能以后还有几次，我想要大家明白。
Well, let's just ask the Lord to help us.
我们先来一起祷告。
Father, we recognize that as we go into your word, the word that you have given us down through the ages, trying to show us and warn us and help us to realize, Lord, the age that we're living in. I pray that you'll bless us today. Help each one of us, our hearts be open, and Lord, that we can quickly understand and know that we as children of God want to be watchmen for you.We as in the church, we want to be those who know the word of God and understand. So we pray that you'll help us, Lord, in thy precious name. Amen.
Amen. 亲爱的主，当我们就是来学习你的话语，是你历世历代以来，你所交托给我们的，让我们能明白的，帮助我们能够心里边能够知道你通过你的话语，你给我们的给我们的警告，还有这一切的劝诫，也帮助让我们的心对你的话语敞开。我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
Today I want to set out a case to show you why we need to be watching.
那我们今天就来想，我们为什么要需要成为守望者
？Ezekiel 33 verse 7 tells us exactly what a watchman is.
以西结书33章第七节就告诉我们这守望者是什么样的人呢
So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the host of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth and warn them from me.
我人子啊，我照样立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。
Actually, he was giving him a commission.
这是神给了以西结一个使命。
He said, I want you to take my words and I want you to warn people about these things that I am telling you.
然后他说我要你把我的话语去警告这些百姓。
You know, we can be like one of the tribes of Israel.
我们有可能就是像以色列的一个支派。
In 1 Chronicles 12:32, this is what they said about this tribe.
就是在历代志上12:32, 12章32节。
And of the children of Issachar, now that was one of the Jacob's sons,And also it was one of the tribes of Israel, the groups of Israel. And it says, and of the children of Israel, which were men, they have understood of the times to know what Israel ought to do. They had an understanding of the times.
就是说他说以色列的有一个支派呢是以色列的一个儿子叫以撒迦他以撒迦支派有200族长。都通达实务，就是他对他们的形势，他们所生活的这个世界呢，是很了解的。
So we want to be like that. We want to understand what the times we're living in, what they're going to bring, and what may be the near future in the time that we're living in.
所以呢，他就是说，他们知晓他们的世代，所以我们也要知晓，我们就通达实务，知道说。未来就是所发生的，现在所发生的。
In 1970, I went to the island of Antigua for 4 years as the missionary.
Antigua, you mean Grand Cayman?
No, this is another island. The island's name is Antigua.
It's also in the Caribbean area, right?
In the Caribbean,
yeah. 我在1970年代的时候，我也去加勒比叫安提瓜的一个岛上呢做宣教士，去了4年。
It was a very beautiful island.
那个岛非常的美。
They boasted they had 360 beaches, one for every day.
他说他们那个岛呢有360个海滩，他们的那个就是他们很引以为荣，说我们每天可以去一个不同的海滩。
When I went, I don't know if I bought the book there or if I took it with me, but there was a new book out called The Late Great Planet Earth.
What's the name? What's a lay print?
Late, L-A-T-E, great, G-R-E-A-T, planet Earth.
OK, 他就说我有带了，我不知道是我在那儿买的书还是我带过去的，叫做最新的这个伟大的地球，就是我们所生活的这个地球。
When I read that, it shook me.
当我读那本书的时候，让我真的是很震惊。
And my interest was began so strong.
我就特别的有兴趣。
You have to understand this, that Israel was not a country for over 2,500, well, almost, well, I should say 2,000 years.
你要了解就是以色列它王国，它已经不是一个国家，已经超过2000年。
The Romans cast them out in about 130 AD.Threw them out again, and they sold them as slaves, killed millions of them. They got rid of them, all of them, or most of them, from Israel.
他就说，在公元138年的时候，那个罗马人呢，就杀了他们很多人，然后把他们驱逐到各地。然后就是基本上他们已经没有在那个以色列已经没有他们了。
Actually, this was the judgment of God on them.
实际上，这是神对他们的审判。
You know, when Jesus died and when they were saying they wanted Jesus to be crucified. And Pilate said, why do you want your king to be crucified? And of course, they were very mad. And they said, let his blood be on our children, on our children's children.
就是当他们就是在要钉主耶稣十字架，他们想要杀死主耶稣的时候，那比拉多曾经问他们说：“你们要钉死你们的王吗？”他们就说：“让他的血归到我们的子孙和我们子孙的后面身上。”
And Israel paid for that. The Jews paid for that remark because almost everywhere they went, eventually they were hated and killed in many places.
这个以色列人，这个、犹太人，真是为了他们自己所说的付出了代价。因为不管他们到什么地方，最终呢，他们都会被人憎恨，也被人杀害。
The commentators, those men that would write the things about the Bible and about different books of the Bible, they when they would come to the fact that the prophecy said Israel was to come back, they couldn't understand it at all. Clear up to the 1900s, almost the 1900s.
就是那些历史历代以来就是注释圣经的这些注释者，他们就是说就没有办法能够理解说以色列会再立国，会再回来，一直到了20世纪他们这个才开始显现出来。
The Jews were spread across the world. How could they come back?
那以色列人呢，犹太人就是全世界到处都是，他们怎么能回来呢？
One writer said, I don't know how they would ever do that.But if God says it, it must be going to happen.
然后有一个这个圣经注释学者就说，我不知道他们该怎么回来，因为全世界各地都是。但是如果神说了，神肯定有办法把他们带回来。
The Second World War came, and Hitler turned against the Jews. He hated them, and he killed over 6 million of them.
然后二战的时候呢，这个希特勒呢就特别的憎恨犹太人，他杀害了大约有600万的犹太人。
After this, the world had a certain pity for Israel and for the Jews.
这个之后呢，二战之后呢，大家其实就对以色列挺同情的，对犹太人。
In that early late 800s and 1800s and early 1900, or rather, I'm sorry, in that period of time, they had given England charge over the area of the Holy Land.
所以呢，就在这个二十世纪的时候呢，就二战那个之后，他们就让英国其实去来掌管这个圣地那一片地方。
And out of pity, they decided that they would vote on giving the Jews a little sliver of the area in the Holy Land.
那个出于同情，出于可怜，然后他们就投票就决定说要给犹太人呢，就是在那个巴勒斯坦那个地区呢一小片土地。
And so, for the first time in 2,000 years, Israel's people had a homeland.
所以呢，这个第一次在2000年之后呢，这个犹太人有了一片自己的土地，有了自己的一片故土。
God had prophesied to Ezekiel that they would come back.
神对以西结就是预言说他们会回来。
He prophesied they would become a great people and would have a great army.
他就是预言说他们会成为一个大国，也会有一个很大的军队，很强盛的军队。
And Israel's army is right up near the top. They are a tremendous, not that they're tremendous in number, but in their abilities and their equipment and their discoveries, they have become an outstanding armed force.
所以以色列呢，现在呢，他不是说他的人很多，但是他的军事力量是在世界上排前列的，因为他们的设备啊，他们的这个更新啊，他们的先进程度都是很靠前的。
Back in Isaiah's day, 708 BC, long before they even thought of Israel being put out of their land.
在公元前七八百年，就是以赛亚的时期，那时候以色列人都没有想到说他们会亡国，他们会被驱逐出自己的故土。
Isaiah wrote, they will become a nation in a day. He said, how can it be?That they'll become a nation in a day.
然后呢，以赛亚就说：“他说国岂能一日而成
？”That's what it meant. And when you think of it, a nation a day, any nation that gained land fought for it. They had to fight to conquer that land.
你想一下，这个任何的一个国家，任何的一个民族，他要得到土地，他必须要去征战。要慢慢的这样子征战而得占有土地。
But in 1948, with the signature on a piece of paper, in one day, Israel became a nation.
但是在1948年，就是在纸上这样签的一个笔迹，以色列成为一个国家。
So when I was reading the book, it was one of the first of the prophecy books that came out, among the first. And it was talking about how Israel came back and the prophecies about it. And it just enthralled me. I thought, oh, look how God worked.
然后呢，以赛亚应该是最早期的，就是预言到以色列会重新回来成为一个国家。那我读这本书这样的解释时候，我就说，神啊，这个真的是。怎么就是这样成就了
？And I got all excited.
然后我就很兴奋，就很激动。
And I can really do that, I'll tell you.
然后你知道我激动的时候，我开始要研究，我就会真的是花全部的精力进去。
So I bought books for the pastors then, in this particular, you know, where I was as a missionary.
然后我在那儿，我也买书送给别的牧师。
But you know, after I was so excited and I was really pumped up, I was really want to get into this thing called prophecy, God spoke to me.
然后呢，我那时候就很激动啊，我也很兴奋，就准备去研究这个，去预言。然后神那时候就对我说了
，Just as real, and he said, not now.
然后就非常真实的，我感觉到他对我说，还不是现在。
And like that.All the interest was gone.
然后就那一下子，我对这个预言的这个兴趣一下就没了。
For the next how many years? I don't know. 30 years. I never really thought much about prophecy at all.
然后呢，这样子又过了大概30年。这30年期间，我基本上就没有想过预言的事情。
I think it was maybe even closer to 40 years.
也许是40年，我都没有想过预言。
But about 8 years ago,
但是大概八年之前,
God began to open my heart about prophecy again.
神又让我再次打开我的心对预言。
And he put such a desire in my heart, I began to read and to pick up everything that I could about studying about prophecy. And little by little, I've been gathering up information through these years.
然后呢我就是开始就是收集各方面的资料我只要能够得到的这个有关预言的我就开始学习就开始读然后慢慢的我就收集了很多的这种信息很多的资料。
I don't know what that happened to me, how God took it out of my heart for many, many, many years, and then suddenly he put it back into my heart to begin to study and to understand it.
然后我也不知道是怎么发生的就是很多年以前呢神就把我对这个预言的兴趣给拿走了现在又重新放回来然后我就开始学习研究。
But I think I do understand it.
然后我现在明白。
Because he wants me to be a watchman.
因为他要我成为一个守望者。
And as those people, the Issachar and those people thatThey studied and understood. They knew the times they were living in.
就像那个以撒家的那些族长他们学习他们通达时务。
I believe he has prepared his people today for the times that we are living in and the times that are ahead of us.
他就是在预备我们这些百姓就是预备我们过今天和未来要面对的时光。
These last 10, 15 years, prophecy has exploded. Hundreds of books now are written about.
现在这最近的10到15年呢，这个有关预言的这些研究呢，就好像爆炸似的。那有很多的书都是关于预言的。
There are preachers that are preaching it, groups that are studying it.
这也有就是这个就是牧师呢会讲到这个，然后也有就是专门去学习这个预言的。
You know, you have to go back to Daniel to understand this.
你必须要回到这个但以理书去了解这一切。
Because Daniel, God seemed to zero in on Daniel to be one of the greatest prophecies about the end times.
然后呢，神好像就是聚焦在但以理身上，他是关于这个末世的一个最伟大的先知。
Now Daniel had been in captivity for 70 years in Babylon.
然后但以理呢，他是被掳在巴比伦70年。
But he knew with the prophet Jeremiah had written because it was during his time.
因为他知道先知耶利米所写的，因为耶利米的那个时代，他也就是同时代的。
And he knew that the word of God said.They would be in captivity for 70 years.
他知道说神的百姓要被掳70年。
And he knew the 70 years were almost up.
然后他就知道这个70年的日期基本上是要满了。
So he began a time of prayer and fasting.
所以他就开始禁食祷告。
His first prayer was, Lord, show me what's going to happen to my people now.What's going to happen? I guess he wanted to know how they're going to go back and what's going to happen. But he said, tell me about what's going to happen.
他本来向神祷告的就是说神啊你向我显示这一切会怎么发生。他知道神的百姓就是要回归了。他说他那70年到了他们怎么回归呢
He confessed the sins of his people. He prayed.
他向神祷告承认他百姓的罪恶然后他真的是祷告。
And for 3 weeks, he was praying and crying unto God.
所以他有三个星期二十一天之久他向神祷告向神呼求。
One day, he had a vision.
那有一天呢他就见到异象。
And he saw Gabriel.
他见到了天使加百列。
Gabriel came to him.
加百列就来了。
I almost like in my in my humorous way, think he was coming, puffing and huffing.
然后他正在那里，在那里祷告，在那里喘气的时候，但那个加百列就来了。
Because he told Daniel, he said, Daniel, the day you started praying, God sent me to give you this message.
他说但以理啊，他说当你开始第一天祷告的时候呢，神就让我要来把这个信息送给你。
But for these 3 weeks, I've been fighting the prince of Persia, the spiritual prince of Persia.
但是这个21天呢，就是我在跟这个波斯的魔君，就是那个属灵的魔君征战。
Michael even had to help me come fight it.
他说甚至有这个天使长米迦勒要来帮助我。
But now he was there to tell him what God had sent for him.
现在呢，他说我就向来你解释神对你这个意象说的是什么。
And the whole 11th chapter of Daniel, starting where they are then, going on until the time when the children of Israel would, well, what shall I say? It was a time when the Roman government would be so strong on them.
Not the Roman, I think it's Assyria, right? The two kings, like,
no,
fight.
No, Assyria. The final thing, actually,
yeah,
it went all the way down for how they fought, the Syrians yeah. fought with the Egyptians and so forth and so on. But finally, it was going to come down to Demichus, who had been with the Greeks, but now he was with the Romans. Okay. They had gone over to the Romans, and he was in charge then of that area, that time.
就是说他就是整个十一章呢，就是从当时但以理所在的所生活的时期一直讲到后来到这个罗马人的时期，中间有这个南方王跟北方王的征战。
The last one of that on that chapter is the one that is like the Antichrist. What he did to Israel is the way the Antichrist is going to do when he comes.
然后呢他就是最后呢，十一章后边描述了一个恶王，其实就是一个像那个敌基督似的，当时的那个恶王，那个安提阿古他所做的，就像敌基督所做的，就是未来的一个写照似的。
Now, poor Daniel has suffered through this. He even said at one time he was like faint, and they had to sort of revive him. But in the 12th chapter, something interesting happened.
然后但以理都因为这个呢，他真的是要昏倒，然后他甚至是病了，然后到第十二章的时候是这样的发生，神对他说
We're going to read the first four verses in Daniel 12.
我们来一起读十二章的头四节。
And if you want to just read it in Chinese, you go ahead and then I'll explain it.
但以理十二章一到四节，那时保佑你本国之民的天使长米迦勒必站起来，并且有大艰难，从有国以来直到此时没有这样的。你本国的民中凡名录在册上的都必得拯救，睡在尘埃中的必有多人复醒，其中有得永生的，有受羞辱永远被憎恶的。智慧人必发光，如同天上的光，使那使多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时，必有多人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。
So Gabriel had been telling him, but in this, in the last chapter, it said that time Michael came.
然后到一开始是加百列跟他讲，但到最后的时候，这个米迦勒就末期的时候，米迦勒会来出席来。
And he told them there's going to be a time for your people that is going to be the worst time of trouble never seen in all the nations, never seen at that time. Is going to come.
就是有这个很艰难的日子，自从有人类有这个列国以来，没有这样子的日子。
But he said, at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book.
说凡是名字记在册上的就会得拯救。第十二章第一节。
And even those in the Old Testament, he said, and many of them sleeping in the dust of the earth, they'll wake up coming to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt.
就是说，睡在尘埃中，就是死人必有多人复醒。他说，有些是得永生，有受羞辱，永远被憎恶的。
Those that are wise shall shine as bright as the firmament, and they'll turn many righteous as the stars, even forever. In other words, the righteous will shine at that time.
他就说，那义人呢，智慧人必发光，如同天上的光，就是指义人在那个时候会发光。
So what Michael was doing after Gabriel had told him was like putting the end, showing him the final end. There was going to be a time that it was going to come to the final end. And it was going to be a time that they've never seen the likes of before. But it will finish, and then will come the judgment.
然后就是讲到，等于说在米迦勒向他显示的，就是到最后末期的最后的时候，那有一段时间是从来以前都没有出现过，但一切都会结束，最后就是审判。
But the fourth verse is what concerns us.
那个是跟我们有关的。第四节是跟我们有关的。
But he said, "Thou Daniel, shut up the book and seal it."
但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，把这个书给封起来。
To the time of the end.
直到末了。
Then it's going to be opened up. Is what he suggests. Is what he's saying.
然后就会再打开的时候，就是会发生这样的情况。
And the time.And the time is going to be up when they open up, when this all becomes very much real. He said it's going to be a time when many shall run to and fro.
他说
and knowledge shall be increased.
他就说到最后到了时间到的时候呢，这个书就会再打开，就会显明出来。他说就会有很多人呢，就是好像就是跑来跑去，来往奔跑，然后人的知识必增多。
Now, the fastest thing that Daniel knew that would go travel was the fact of a horse.
在但以理的时期，那个跑得最快的那个这个旅行走得最快就是骑马。
And it took you months to get to places. And some places you would never get to because the distance was too far.
那你真的是要花好几个月的才能到一个地方。有些地方你可能永远也到不了，因为时间太久了。
But he's saying to Daniel,Daniel, there's going to be a time when people are going to be running to and fro. They're going to be able to go to all, well, if you could have said all directions and go anywhere they want.
他说这个但以理啊会有到一个时期人就是来往奔跑就是去不同的方向然后要去哪儿就去哪儿就是有这样一个时期。
You see, Michael was looking down to the 19th century.
这个米迦勒呢这个天使长他已经看到了十九世纪。
It was at the very end of the 18th century that the Wright brothers took a little plane and just went a little distance, just a little distance in the air, and we see that the airplane had begun.
然后我们知道是在应该是十九世纪末期的时候那个莱特兄弟呢就是发明了一个小的飞机就只能飞一点点然后我们开始了那个飞行时代。
And so we see over 100 years that we have gone from the car, and I guess it's maybe 120. Anyways, it's just in the 100 and some years, we have gone from the car to outer space.
然后我们就看到呢，就是从也就是100年或到120年之久，我们也就看到就是从刚开始这个小小的飞行器或这个有飞机有这个可以开车，一直到现在可以到外太空。
And the second thing you said, that Michael said, knowledge shall be increased.
他第二点讲的就是知识必增多。
It's only what? I don't even know when they started the internet. But it's only been the last years that we have had so much knowledge that we can find out anything we want. Just ask Siri's, just look it up. That we're hearing, we get news today that happened today. We don't have to wait a year. We don't have to wait 10 weeks till somebody can get the news by coming by horse. No, and we have books by the thousands. Has knowledge increased?
呀、yeah，就是说，也大概不多少年，从那个有因特网开始，那我们到现在这个时间，你只要问一下那个 iPad 上面的那个 Siri，你随便问一下，你什么知识都可以得到。你不是像过去，你得等个几个月或者10个星期你才能得到消息，什么事情发生了，你立时就可以知道。然后你一打开这个因特网，你所有的东西你马上就可以知道，这是不是知识加增呢？
Now, what Michael did was he was able to mark to us the century that these things would begin, the end and the clock would begin to work.
然后呢，这个做这个天使长所做，他就是给我们一个标志，就是讲到说，这个时候呢，就是标志着这个末世的这个时钟已经开始运行了，已经进入这个时期了。
I don't think he could have given us two greater examples.
他不能给我们说更明显的两个这个例子证据。
And you can see from thousands and thousands of years, it was camels, it was horses, until just recently, when you say recently in history, that all of this has exploded.
然后你想，这人类有几千年都是说骑着骆驼，骑着马，那直到。这个最近就是从历史上来看，也就是最近100年、120年，然后人就开始就到处跑，就是这个。
My sisters, that just didn't happen. That was planned by God.
这个你不能说这个就是自然而然就这样发生了，这是神所指导的，神所设计的。
I want to do something different because you being Chinese, most of you are Chinese. You know just a little bit maybe about the history of America, but I would like to tell you some leading up to what is happening today.
然后呢，作为我们都是中国人，我们可能对美国的历史，就是美国发生的不太了解。那我现在就来讲一点，到底什么发生导致我们处在今天的状态。
Now, I'm not going to be able to give you much, but I'm going to give you the, because I'm so long-winded, but I'm not going to give you so much, but I'm going to try to give you at least the beginning, so you have an idea of how America truly began.
然后呢，我不能给你所有的这个细节，但是我给你一些，就是看美国到底是怎么开始的，怎么。
The second group of settlers that came to America, they came to Massachusetts.
然后呢，第二组来美国这样子，就是来这边的定居的，就是来新大陆的，
Now, many,
是他们先到了那个马萨诸塞马萨诸马州。
Many of these belong to a denomination, if you want to call it, called the Pilgrims. They had persecution in England, even in Holland. And so when they heard about America, mostly in England, and when they heard about America, they decided as a group they were going to go across. And this was a tremendous adventure because it took weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to get across.
然后呢？当时呢，就是说这些应该是清教徒，他们在英国呢，甚至在荷兰都被迫害、被逼迫，所以呢，他们听到有这个新大陆，就是美国，他们就决定来这里。那他们当然要过来，那个是很艰难的，要花好几个月，甚至成年的时间做这些准备，可以到这儿来。
But before they landed, they signed a covenant.
但是在他们就是登陆之前，就是来到这个大陆之前，他们写了一个叫，就是一个公约。
That their new nation, it would be built on the principles of God.
他说这个新的这个民族呢，他们会建立在神的原则之上。
You see, there's a saying that says Israel was chosen by God, but God was chosen by America.
他们有这样一个说法，就是说以色列呢是被神所拣选的，但是呢，这个美国人是他们选了要跟随神，他们选了神。
When finally they grew, this was about two and a half, three hundred years, as two hundred years, maybe. Anyway, I'm not going to go into years, but anyhow, they grew and grew until they had to fight for their independence, and then they became a nation.
然后大概200多年之前呢，这些就住在这里的这些殖民地的这些 这些人呢，他们就成长成长，他们最后呢就开始打了美国的独立战争，直到他们成为一个民族，成为一个国家。
And in their Declaration of Independence and their Constitution, they built it on the laws of God, the principles of the Ten Commandments.
他们的独立宣言跟宪法呢，都是建立在这个神的律法之上，建立在这个十诫之上。
So basically, even our forefathers, like our first president, even he realized. Go ahead.
就是我们的第一位总统，他也意识到。
And the Congress at that time, they were men of principle and men who feared God. I don't know that they all were born again, but they were God-fearing men.
然后呢，在那个时候的像第一届议会啊。那里边的那些成员都是不一定都是基督徒，我不知道他们是不是都重生，但他们是敬畏神的人。
Then America began to grow through the years and it began to get larger and began to be, what shall I say? Many, many countries began to come and they began to grow until they became a fairly good-sized nation.
然后呢，美国就开始这样的不断的增长，不断的强盛，然后也变得越来越大，然后也有很多别的那个国家民族加入，然后呢，直到他们成了一个阵容很大的一个地方，是我的，大家能听到我。
Again, I say, they were not all born again Christians.
就像我再次强调，这些人不是在议会里，不是所有的人都是重生的基督徒。
But the main thing was that they feared God.
最主要的是他们敬畏神，他们是有神的
Do
观
you
念。
know that we never had a store open in our history on Sunday until the 1950s?
你知道吗？直到1950年之前，美国的商店在星期天都是不开门的。
All those years, that Sunday was a special day. That was God's day, and they just didn't open up. You'd no businesses. They didn't work. They didn't have the. I'm sure they didn't have a lot of what we have games and things today. That was a time that was set aside for God.
然后呢，在星期天的时候呢，是一个特别的，就是分别出来给神的日子，所以没有人工作，商店也不开门，然后大家也没有什么就是娱乐呀、这个游戏呀这些东西。
Many churches throughout America, as the Baptists and as the Methodists, as they went across our country, setting up churches in many, many little villages and towns.
然后呢，不管说是各个教派，不管是浸信会呀，还是寻道会，他们会在不同的城市、不同的小镇上都会建立教会。
And then other people coming from other countries would bring their church denominations with them.
然后呢，有从别的国家来的这个基督徒，就有他们的这个教派，他们也会来。
So before the First and Second World War of America, America was a God-fearing country.
所以在一战跟二战之前，美国是一个敬畏神的国家。
And next week, I'm going to begin telling you about the beginning of the fall of America.
然后呢，到下个星期我开始来讲这个美国这个堕落的坠落的开始。
So I think I'll give it over to Mrs. Shi now. We're going to go someplace, ladies. I'm going to be able to show you some things as we, I don't know if it'll be next week, but whenever my turn, the next time, we'll start there. At that particular time, because I want to show you what has happened to America.
然后呢，可能不是下周，是下一次我讲课的时候，那我就向大家显示，就是说，这个美国到底是从何时，是怎么样开始堕落的。